Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea, the talk show.
On EOTM Radio. Let's talk about it.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars. I love them, love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today, in these last days of time. Paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost tribe of bath, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies, history's so foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still. Holding trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple and threes and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It sound foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I-
before I let go. We've had our good times. That's what they are. We've heard him at each other. Girl, it's a shame. I won't be foolish no more. I won't love. I wanna make sure I'm right.
Hey, what's going on, family? Welcome to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Got a pretty good show lined up for you, as always. Oh, yeah, as always. Want to send out my normal acknowledgments. Y'all know I got to do it like this. Want to say, first of all, welcome to the show. And also, I want to thank the family for their time, because you know what? I'm going to tell y'all, I'm never going to give it up. I think that time is the most valuable asset that anyone can offer you. And I'm very, very blessed and honored that y'all decided to spend it with me, as always, to listen to what's going to be happening on the show. So with that being said, I want to move it on to the EOTM family and send out my normal acknowledgments to the EOTM family as well. You know, as always, we started off with Carla B., the fearless leader, Carla B. Also, her right-hand girl, Ronnie, the first lady of GPT. Want to send mad shout-outs to her as well. And also, I want to send shouts out to Queen G, Say to Say, EOTM Street Team. Tonight I'm sending a shout out to the EOTM Street Team. Also to Jimmy EOTM Baker. And I'm not going to forget my lady Q on the West Coast, a new addition to the family. As a matter of fact, the newest addition to the family. And, of course, I'm definitely not going to forget my man Ron and his sidekick, Mother Jenkins. Always glad to have you, gang. And if there's anyone else out there that I may have forgotten, I'll be forgiven in the morning. So I'll leave it at that. Show information. As always, family, I want to put it out there. Show information. www.eotmradio. That's where you can go to find us. Or www.queensofinternetradio.com. Studio call-in number for tonight, as always, 718-664-6543. Say it again, 718-664-6543. Family, the blog room is open. The chat room is open. For those of you who like to send your comments via the chat room, we got it open tonight. And hopefully problem-free. Let's leave it at that. Shouts out to our family in the Australia area. That's right, Australia. And I'm not talking about the state. I'm not talking about the city inside the continental United States. I'm talking about Australia, the country. Also to our family in the New Zealand area. Want to send shouts out to them as well. Also, we also have family in Jamaica. That's right, man, Jamaica. And in the UK. Want to send mad shouts out to those folks because you know what? Like I said before, time is not only, well, time is the most valuable asset that I believe anybody can offer you. But for someone in another country, for us all, to take the time out to tune in to this show, I'm very, very honored. And that's right, baby. The Don Adams Jr. Talk Show is very international. I'm going to say it again, family. The chat room is open for all of you that want to come in and send your comments to me in the chat room. Also, for those of you who want to send me BlackBerry letters, Don Adams Talk Show at EOTMRadio.com is my email address. Be happy to read your letters online and give you some comments back, some feedback on it. No, this is not the Steve Harvey Show. This show is for enlightenment. I'm going to leave it at that. Let's keep it moving, family. Here's the topic for today. Have you ever wondered why some things are even made into law? Curious. Think about that for a second, family. Why are some things even made into law? Very interesting question. I'm going to leave it at that. Ah, see, we got folks already chiming in on the line. So we're going to take a brief commercial break. And when we get back, family, we're going to get started with it. And the topic for tonight, and matter of fact, the entire night, is going to be why are some things even considered law? Before we go to this commercial break, I want to give y'all a brief example of what I'm talking about. Oh, before I put the example out there, I want to say this to you. Keep in mind that my thoughts and opinions are my own and not necessarily those of all the others that are connected with EOTM. Basically, what I'm saying, family, is if I say something that offends you, don't blame it on Carla B and the rest of the crew. Blame it on me. Send it to me. So we'll leave it at that. I'm on an island all by myself when it comes to certain things. That's right. I'm not a radical. Not at all. But with that being said, I want to put that disclaimer out there before I put the first example out there, which is prostitution. Anybody ever wonder why prostitution is even legal? Illegal? The folks in Nevada don't seem to be having a problem with it. Makes you wonder, doesn't it, family? All right, we'll be right back. We're going to take a brief break, and then we come back, we're going to let this caller in that's on the line already waiting, and we'll be right back.
That's right. Reality check, and I'm in. Street lights, huh? Dookie. Scorpion. Yeah. When I was young, I used to dream of being rich. Having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chick and getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a hitch. You think that this would bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest. Sometimes having more is really less. Take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my people who'll be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in counting in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
Things are as bad as they can be. You could be sure to be a brighter tomorrow. I never got to have myself the house, the mansion, and the bed. I'm not the kind of brother who'd be making mad at. I got myself a girl, but we'd be kicking it as friends. It's not enough, we made it out the prince. Again, not everything you want is everything you really need. The standard of society is motivated by greed. Are you prepared to follow them? Are you prepared to leave? So persevere, you succeed.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my people who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure to be a brighter tomorrow. All the harsh realities appear to come in twos and threes. Don't worry, cause there'll be a better day. one thing I can promise you, just keep on keeping on. I said to you, there's gonna be a brighter day.
Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. We're talking about why, or actually, here's the question. Have you ever wondered why some things are even made into law to begin with? We got a call on the line, so I'm going to bring this caller in before we get ready to chop it up. Call on the line, 229-848. You're on the Don Adams Talk Show?
Yeah. It's Mr. Big Man.
Hey, what's going on? You got some noise in the background.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, who are we talking to?
You're talking to Mr. Big Man.
Mr. Big Man, how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right. You know, I'm maintaining. But I heard
good
you mistakes. Your question was on some on the term of why something is into law.
Yeah, exactly. Let me say it again. You still got some noise in the background. I guess you got some things going on. But here's the thing. Here's the question. Have you ever wondered why some things are even made into law to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's the question.
Okay.
And what we want to do on the show tonight is I want to chop it up, and I'm going to give some examples about what I'm talking about, all right?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Let's start off with the big P, prostitution.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
What's your thoughts on that? Should prostitution be legal or should it not be legal?
Should it be legal or should it?
Mm-hmm.
Me personally,
yeah,
I just feel like, you know, the way it is a business. Like every other thing here. Everything in this world has been a business for many, many years. So, you know, just like you stated, I heard you state that in Nevada, they don't think so. You see what I'm saying? But every other place where it's out there like that, you know, it's subject to incarcerate a person. And like I say, within it all, take money from them. You feel me?
Yeah, and that's what my point is, because here's where I'm going to go with this thing, since we're talking about the big prostitution, all right?
All right.
In this country, there's only one state in the union that allows prostitution to be legal.
Okay.
That is the state of Nevada, the buying and selling of sexual services. Now, for all you family members out there and church-going folks out there, this is an M-rated show for mature. Which it doesn't mean that we're going to have vulgarity. We don't do that on the show. But this show will have some mature content. I don't think it should be, in my opinion, something that kids of the age of 13 or 14, I don't know, you be the judge of it, shouldn't have to hear. But in case you don't want your children to hear, I mean, prostitution is not going to be the main topic of the show, but in case you don't want your kids to hear it, you know, I'm going to let you know. We're going to talk about it. Because in the state of Nevada, the buying and selling of sexual services is legal and usually classified as a misdemeanor. Okay, Nevada allows licensed brothels, but only in some parts of the state. In rural countries, forms of prostitution are illegal in places like Clark County in Las Vegas, which contains Las Vegas in its metropolitan area. Clark County is the county which lives in. But what we're talking about is, why is prostitution illegal? Prostitution is one of those crimes that's often classified as a victimless crime. Now, let me share this with you, family. Victimless crimes is a term used to refer to behavior that is illegal but does not violate or threaten the rights of anyone. Okay? The question I would pose is, why are we using police manpower to go after such meaningless crimes, if you want to look at it like that? What's your name again, what's your name again, brother?
Mr. Big Man.
Mr. Big Man. Okay. What do you think about that, Mr. Big Man? What you think about that?
Yeah. See, to think about that, of course, you have to look at, like it's two sides of the coin. So you have to look at the means of everything behind the reason for that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you spoke on Nevada. Nevada is a state that's in the union that it really is a resort to the whole country of America. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is this, though, you know, as a follow-up.
Okay.
You know, that's what you have to go deeply in. Because to speak on a question like that of the law, you have to go deep-rooted with it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can speak towards that nature is when you're going into the fathers of who, you know, who constituted the law and what did it derive from, or what the nature of this, you know, what's the initial reason for this? As in all said, what's the essence of this, you know, to even put it that way? Because it was done, you know, it's there. That's just like in any other state. They got a law that permits it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People are in prison now for pimping the panhandle. You know what I'm saying? But like you say, in another state, a part of this whole country, it's really legal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And all in all, what does this, even in the law, get exempt from the Constitution? If it's wrong here, why is it wrong there?
You brought the Constitution into it, right? Well, you know what?
You go in depth with it when you talk about law, because the rules and regulation of law, it emanates from that. You see what I'm saying? You got, like I said, you have to go into the depths of it. The essence of it all is, where does that come from? See, that's just like law that's, you know, that is inputted on man today. A law comes from which a man commits a crime or anything that they perceive to be too of a malicious act. You know what I'm saying? Or something that can be influential on the other human's minds. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. You went deep with it.
Yeah, you have to you have to be looking at the essence of it all when you speak on the law and what reason, because you got laws that are withstanding right now because they started into this today because of what man has looked at things or committed have into this today. You feel what I'm saying? So you have to look at the essence of where it's all coming from.
Mm-hmm. And that's very, you know what, I'm going to tell you something, brother. I don't know how old you are, but that was very insightful. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to agree with you 100%. You are absolutely right. Because I think in most cases laws, and I think it's a history lesson here, is that laws were created back in the day from what's called Mosaic laws. Mosaic laws are those laws that were religiously based back in the day. That's where the first system of laws were ever created. So it stands proper to reason that most of the laws that we deal with in our country are morally based, so to speak. But see, here's the issue, all right? And I agree with everything that you said, too. But see, here's the issue. You know, as we move forward in time as a people, is it really worth the manpower and the time and the energy to continue to go after these so-called victimless crimes that are out there? And here's my reasoning. Now, I've looked up, while you were talking, I looked up 10 reasons why prostitution is not legalized. And some of the things that came up were, it's a gift to pimps, traffickers, and the sex industry. Or prostitution promotes sex trafficking. Here's another one. It promotes or increases clandestine, hidden, illegal, and sexual and street prostitution. Now, what I'm getting to is that all of these reasons why it should not be legalized are morally based issues. Now, with that being in mind, here's what I'm saying. With all the resources that I know from being a former officer myself that we tend to put into preventing and stopping these crimes, to me, in my opinion, that's a resource or manpower that could have been put somewhere else to prevent someone from getting killed. Because at the end of the day, I think, because at the end of the day, I really feel like this. If you got a man on one side of the fence, or a woman or whatever you are, two people that are of age and prudent mind and decide that, hey, one person wants a service and it's a provocative service, and the other person says, I can give you that service, but I won't payment for that service, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, some people will hide behind the disguise and say, well, what about the spread of disease? What about? I don't see a problem with it because you have two consenting adults who have come together with a mutual arrangement, and just because the pastor down the street who ain't out in the public anyway doesn't agree with it, I don't think it should be a law. I think it should be something that should be left up to the individuals to decide on their own. What you think about that?
Yeah, I true indeed. True indeed. You know, I like that. You know, true indeed. Because that's the way things are. And just like you said, that arrangement was about two adults. It shows you where people constitute other thoughts, though. You see what I'm saying? Because I believe, just as you spoke, it is arranged by two adults that have the same mind until their agreement. That's just like in any other transaction with something. You feel what I'm saying? That's not a mutual thing where it's just like, you know, enjoying the state of fun. Diseases is out there whether you're a couple or not.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's a part of my point. And, you know, let's not dog up prostitution. Let's go to another one. And I'm glad you're on the phone too, Big Papa. You say Big Daddy, right?
No, Mr. Big Man. Yeah.
Mr. Big Man, I'm sorry. You know, let me tell you something. I'm never good with names, Mr. Big Man. But check this out.
You're gonna remember my name all the way.
All right, let's move on to the next example that I have here. All right.
Okay.
Drug use. All right. Let's look at drug use. All right. Now, here's my scenario on drug use. In some countries, okay, drug use is legal. Why is it legal? Because those folks have figured out that instead of trying to criminalize it, we can legalize it and tax those folks that want to do it and let them get high where they choose to do it. But just as much as they allow them to go and do what they do, guess what? They turn around and say, you know what? We're going to educate, and pump as much money into the system as they can to educate people on why they shouldn't do drugs. So basically, once again, here's another law that I believe is a moral issue. What do you think about that?
Rephrase that last part right quick.
I said, once again, I think this is another law, the drug issue, the drug laws in this country, that I feel is a moral issue. It should be a matter of your choice as to whether or not this is an activity that you want to participate in. And strictly because I believe that, you know what, the resources that are going into this drug war are, I personally feel, would be better served educating people and fighting this war on terror, and also dealing with this immigration issue that we so richly are now so heated about, you know, this drug war. I mean, at the end of the day, educate people. Let them know what this stuff is going to do to them. And if they choose to go out and do it, then you know what? Hey, let them exercise their freedom of choice and do what they do. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you true indeed is right. Exercising their free will just as everyone else, you know. Not letting the world put demands on you that if you choose to do this, as you stated, using the money is key. You know, like you, I feel as well as you that it should be taken and put into a great education on the young minds, because those are the growing ones. You know, even for those that are of age that want to continue to learn more, but not just learn it, but utilize it. You feel me? And the chance that, you know, to do that, it's like you running towards another problem that is really not the solution of it all. You know what I'm saying? Because you could take this money, put it into the kids, education, other things that is well care to help people climb the ladder, not, you know, take them down in the ditch. Because they say the world will never be equal, but guess what? You'll always have rates of the amount, though. That goes with the term of consumerism. Because you always gonna have one person that want to do this and those that do this. That goes with you got what I need and I got what you need, you know. But to use that money in that form, you know, I wouldn't agree with that in no way, form, or fashion. Because there's more ways than one, you know, to handle that situation. If this is what we need to do, we'll go about it another way.
Wow.
Because they'll prosper more by educating. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it, the masses are delegated to people and to want to prosper, take this whole fund, because you got people that want to learn. You just make them not want to learn. See, people don't really, sometimes people never think about that term, because you can speak to a person, but you're not actually speaking to them. You're really against them in terms of how you're trying to speak to them in an indirect way. You know what I'm saying? How people, they will talk to a person and lead them into a fact and say, you're trying to say, do this, especially when you, like, go to school with education. That's why they don't, if you look at it, why it's not that money is spent towards that. Because to not invest your money is to not know that you are gain greater. You feel me?
Yeah.
So,
I agree with you.
So on a total basis of it, this problem which this stands is amount and all for itself. They see more profitable out of that. When it's less likely, it'll be more over here to educate those that will be the ones that'll be plowing this country anyway. You feel me?
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess on some level, I think you kind of feel like it's sort of like a conspiracy on some level. Is that what you're getting to?
Nah, basically, I wouldn't say a conspiracy. I say it much of, to invest in this, you could take the chance more of investing into your peoples of this country. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. But you know what, the problem that I see with that, and the reason why I borderline go with the thought of a conspiracy, is because, at the end of the day, all right, and here's my thinking, is that more of us are getting caught up in this drug thing and these other little traps, social traps that are out there, than certain people. And let me tell you something, when I say conspiracy, I mean it along the lines of, if this system is working and we're getting fed the way we need to be fed, then why change it? And see, what I'm going to is a bigger theory on this, which is not to say that it's a conspiracy theory against so-called, quote-unquote, black people, but to say that it's a theory, it's a conspiracy to where our system of government that we live in has gotten so far out of bounds and out of control and out of touch with us that the only concern is the making of money. See, that's where I'm going to end up going with all of this, is that all of these little quirky laws that I'm going to be talking about are laws because money's being made off of it. And let me give you another prime example. In the state of Georgia, you go to jail if you get caught driving on a suspended license. Well, guess what? I was in Florida this weekend, and I'm not going to say my partner's name, but his license was suspended unbeknownst to him. He got pulled over and received a ticket. Why is driving on a suspended license an arrestable offense, and you get thrown in jail for it? It's a victimless crime. That's where I'm going with this thing, is that the system is getting paid, okay, by the rate of incarceration that they are participating in and affecting on the people. You follow where I'm going now?
Oh, I'm wholeheartedly mm-hmm. with you, and I true indeed, once again, you are perfectly right, and that's when the people have to wake up, though. You know what I'm saying? I know in that issue within itself, the penal system is all, in Georgia itself, the whole system is all a business. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking about getting around it, it's ways you have to do to get around it. But to incarcerate people towards injustice, towards the fact that this is a business, we'll hold you in here forever, because I make money.
Yeah.
That's like I'm saying, like you spoke. They make money, it squeezes all the way down to the lowest penny, If you could turn a dry penny to a mighty dollar, you could turn a mighty dollar to millions of dollars. And so that's exactly what it is, And they, as the situation, I'm gonna speak because you spoke on Georgia and the fact of it. In Georgia itself, as many injustice things, people would know exactly what is exactly going on within the system. Like you speak, the essence of it is money. You have innocent people within these grounds and boundaries of penalism in Georgia that don't get a fair chance in anything because it's all about the money.
Yep.
It's never about whether you wrong or whether you was right. It was about the money. Mm-hmm. District attorney get bonuses into fact that I get this case. You see what I'm saying? So that's like a job. Just ask yourself on your job, if you were just lifting boxes, if you seen a forklift, would you get the forklift to make your job more easier? True indeed. Just think about the district attorney when to commit civil injustice to someone you know that don't have the knowledge that you have. You know what I'm saying? When your oath shows that within this guideline of ethics, you know what I'm saying, whether, like, you know, Mr. President Obama attacked the corporation, attacked the justice system, because, in fact, that is where money lies that is was hidden within. You know, they're slandering people's lives in the fact of the exact, how you say, Madoff did what he did.
Yeah.
You're actually taking a person's life away from whoever and whomever. If law permits itself for a person to be sentenced to a crime, let that crime be in itself, you know, proved to the defense of its proof, but not to gain, like we say, money or funds or wash this person's hand. The same as you would term, you know, for example, to use Madoff and his associates in ways of how they hurted the people from consuming their money. So what is wrong with that picture and what is wrong with this picture? They are twin brothers and sisters, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm agreeing with you 100%. I don't know who you are. I mean, and most people that come on the show, I either know them or I don't. But I'm going to tell you this, brother. I don't know what your age range is, but I'm going to tell you, you are one intelligent young man, and I can see that. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to put this out there, and this is not just for you, but it's for the family that's out there listening. I'm very honored, and I'm very glad that whomever you are, you called in, and I'm glad that you're sticking with me on the show tonight, because you got some very, very interesting comments. Very, very, very interesting comments. You know, and it does me really well to hear, especially a younger black man come in with the insight and to be able to articulate himself and to express your opinions the way you have based upon these topics. Because I'm going to tell you something. These things that I'm discussing right here, they are not easy, okay? These are not easy topics to discuss. As a matter of fact, family, I chose this because you know something? We as people have a tendency to really and truly want to stick our heads in the sand, especially when it comes to our systems that we have in place. And I say that because we can deal with something and know it's wrong but not want to change it because we feel like it's just the way it's going to be. That's not right. Because I'm going to tell you, like the words of Martin Luther King, I don't know where he got them from. But guess what? And I said it exactly where I wanted to say it, family. I don't know where he got it from because the man is known for plagiarism, so I'm not even going to go into that. But he said it correctly when he said that, you know what? If you witness a problem or an issue and you don't do anything to intervene with it, guess what? You're just as bad as the person that's committing the act. Now, that's fact. Now, with that being said, you know, and I put it on the shows all the time, when we have people that are in office that don't agree with the laws that we want to see passed, vote their asses out. Now, all these crazy little laws that we're going to be talking about tonight, these are factual things, family. You can look it up in the prospective states that you're in. Look these laws up because this is real talk. Now, everybody knows prostitution is against the law. Everybody knows drug use is against the law. But what everybody doesn't know, and I believe, is why. Because you know what? It's revenue. It's just like driving without a license. It's revenue, baby. What sense does it make to take a man off? Now, I granted, driving without a license is against the law, but you know what? We shouldn't criminalize that because some people, and I do believe the majority of them, drive without a license because they have to go to work and they have no other means, no other way of getting there. Very, very few people just arbitrarily jump in their cars and just drive without a license because they feel like it. Therefore, I don't think it's worth the time or the energy for us to continue to lock people up, especially when other states aren't doing it. And you know how they passed it into law here in Georgia? Was they harped way back in the day, about 5 years ago, on the immigration issue. And this is how they started to get that driver's license law passed, by harping on the immigration issue. Oh, we have too many people driving without a license here that aren't supposed to drive. Well, stick with us, family. You're listening to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show, and you're listening to Mr. Big. Mr. Big called in, a very insightful young man, and we're going to try to keep him on the show because I like his thought process. He's a very insightful young man. But, family, we're going to take a break, and the number to call in is 718-664-6543. You're listening to the Don Adams Jr. Show, and tonight's topic, family, is have you ever wondered why some things are considered law?
Tumbling day.
That's right.
Seven on a day.
Hey, Faye, this computer locked me out.
When I rise in the morning and face the sunlight, you bounce on my love and it's airtight. Sometimes I'm curious on how you feel. When you're screaming out my name, is it really for reality? Originality, my mentality. Explore every possibility. Let's get down. Shorty time will reveal my only truth.
I'm digging on your moves, but I'm curious, daddy, can you show and prove? Cause I wanna feel more than ever what you got. The smell of the pool water makes me hot. Ram da da, he knows the G-spot. And when we up a line, he'll forget me not. The way that he believes me in truth. And I do believe tonight you're feeling me. We can make music easily. And I'll readily give you the best of me.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/Urban Literary Review.
It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea, the talk show.
On EOTM Radio. Let's talk about it.
That's right, family. Let's talk about it. Welcome back to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Yeah, we're talking about why are some things made into law? And at the top of the show, we had a little big man, or a big man, called in from the Georgia area, I'm assuming, had a 229 number. But I think we lost him. But hey, if you're listening, brother, call back in. I'd love to keep you on the dialogue with me, but that's okay. We're going to keep it moving, family. You know, at the top of the show, we talked about prostitution, which, you know, has been labeled also as the oldest profession in the world, prostitution. Why is it illegal? I mean, at the end of the day, here's my thought process. And again, I'm going to say it like this, family. You know, my thoughts and opinions do not reflect all of those of other people and parties affiliated with EOTM. So don't go blaming them for something that I say. I'm paid to be a radical. But at the end of the day, why is prostitution illegal? I mean, you know, you have two adults that agree to do whatever it is they're going to do, but they want to be what obviously someone wants to be compensated for it, and somebody doesn't mind compensating them for it. Seems pretty simple to me. I think some of the legislators say, hey, well, you know, it stops the spread of disease, this and that, blah, blah, blah. It's a moral issue. Well, you know what? Let me just tell you something. To me, it was a moral issue when George Bush decided to attack those people over in Iraq and send those troops over there. It's a moral issue when our people are dying over there for something that was really we've forgotten that there were no weapons of mass destruction, which is the reason why we initially went to war. So while we're talking about moral issues, which is why some of these laws are put on the books, let's talk about the real moral issue, a Christian nation. You know, who wants to, in my opinion, in effect, enforce their personal opinions and thoughts and processes on everyone else. Why should the government step in and say, hey, you can't purchase that if that's what you want to purchase? If you want to purchase that from that man or woman or whatever, and they're of legal age, why shouldn't you purchase it? That's my question. Let's move to the next one, drug use. At the end of the day, you know, there's several countries in the world that have legalized the use of drugs. You know, people argue about it all the time. Say, hey, well, you know, people are going to be stealing. Listen, let me tell you something. What we're not realizing is that all of those things out there that people are saying are going to happen if we legalize drugs are already happening. And then I don't think that it's going to matter on what scale, whether it's larger or less, you know, if we legalize it. At the end of the day, I think it frees up a lot of police officers because, you know, a lot of things that people don't realize is that, you know, to set up a sting operation for a drug buy or even for a prostitution sting takes a lot of manpower. You got to have a way. You got to have, first of all, you have a decoy. Then you got to have somebody go in and make the deal, which whether it's drugs or prostitution. Then you got to have folks set up around that camp to make sure that the target, who is the intended person that you want to arrest, doesn't escape. That takes manpower. It takes lots and lots of manpower to set that up. And all for what? A crime where this guy may be going out doing something, spending $20, $30. Look at the manpower that's being spent to go out and catch this guy. And family, what y'all really don't know is that in most cases, the second, third, fourth, and even all the way up to the fifth offense in drug use or prostitution, the courts aren't locking people up. They're giving them probation. Okay? They're spending all this manpower going out and tracking these people down and setting up these sting operations and just to get these people probation. Why even go after them in the first place? That's my question. All right? It seems as if the cry of legalized drugs is being heard everywhere from liberals as well as conservatives, which means the liberals and the conservatives are coming together on this issue. Some people argue that legalizing drugs is the only way to win the drug war. I agree that the drug enforcement does place a burden on U.S. economic resources are used that could be used elsewhere, but the consequences of legalizing drugs would make an already large problem completely out of control. I think that statement by itself says that, you know what, people cannot be trusted to make the right decision. Well, this is one of those days when I say, you know what, education, education, and education. You know, when you have countries out there such as the Netherlands, France, Germany, you know, that have, you know, for the most part, and even Belgium and Switzerland have legalized certain forms of drugs, they aren't having that problem. The populations are not getting out of control. I think that what's going on here in America is that we're dealing with, in my opinion, the fascist Christian knowledge that, hey, you know, it's the pathway to the dark side. Well, you know what? At the end of the day, when these people go out and commit these crimes, they're not going to have to answer to us, you, or me, anyone else. They're going to have to answer to the God that they serve. Therefore, I believe that those victimless crimes, what we're talking about, family, victimless crimes, I don't think they should be against the law. And I'll give you another example. Let's move away from drugs and prostitution. Let's talk about driving without a license. Why is that against the law? Why is it even criminalized? I mean, if they want to make it a civil issue because you shouldn't be driving without a law, then make it a civil issue. Catch that person, give them a ticket, and make them pay a fine, but don't toss them in jail for driving without a license. Why is that, family? Because you know when we talk about the system, y'all need to understand one thing. When they put you in jail, they're getting paid for you being in it. And in certain places like Cobb County has the audacity to not only collect the paycheck for you being in there, but they also in turn put you to work and want you to go out and work in different fields depending on what your level of education is. So they're making a double paycheck off of you. Cobb County, Georgia, family. That's right. So guess what? All those folks that are in there for prostitution, drug use, or for jaywalking, or I'm sorry, driving without a driver's license. That's what you're in there for. The system is being greedy. Here's another one, family, jaywalking, all right? I think the most popular incident when it comes to jaywalking happened the other day when we were talking. Hold on a second, family. We got a call on the line. Let me open up the lines. 909-559. You're on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Okay. I guess they didn't want to talk. But the most popular incident to date, family, was the one involving the young girl in Seattle, I believe it was, jaywalking. Now, the police officer pulled this young lady off, you know, was observing from his patrol car, the young lady, you know, crossing the street, and she was jaywalking, which means, for those of you who don't know, jaywalking means that you are crossing you're crossing the street outside of the crosswalk. Now, technically, you're taking your chances, because what a lot of people don't realize is that even if the car is wrong, if you get hit in the street and you get killed, the driver, as long as he doesn't leave the scene and as long as he wasn't somebody that was intentionally trying to run you over, they're not going to face any charges. Most jaywalking, most hit-and-run incidents and charges come about because of most hit-and-run incidents because the driver always leaves. That's when it becomes a felony. So jaywalking, crossing the street without being in a crosswalk, is that something that we need to have criminalized? At the end of the day, the most popular incident. Hold on a second. Let me see if this guy wants to get on the line with. All right, 909-559. You're on the air. You want to talk?
Hey, sorry about that, Donna Adams. This is Carla B. I'm just actually listening into your show.
Okay. You know, so you don't have any comments, right, Carla?
Well, no. I actually do. You were just touching on as far as jaywalking, should that be criminalized? And I say it all depends.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on a couple of things for me. You know, of course, as far as I'm sorry, I'm actually on the freeway driving.
Are you sure you're not jaywalking? Because you sound like an avid jaywalker.
No, I'm not. But the thing is, it really depends. It depends on the city, you know, city government situation. You know, I'm all for, you know, certain monies going for certain things within communities. So I think that if the community is in dire need of funds, and that's a great way for, you know, the city government to be able to create some revenue from things like that. I don't think that, I think it should be a ticket thing, not as far as, you know, putting somebody in jail. I don't think they do that anyway. So, like I said, it just all depends on the financial situation of the city government.
Okay, well, here's the scenario, all right? I'm glad you brought that up. Key point, because a lot of people feel like, well, I don't think they put them in jail. They give them tickets. Here's the thing. If you get a ticket from a police officer for jaywalking and you say, ah, hell with it, I'm not paying this ticket, the next step is you don't go to court. When you don't go to court for the court date, the judge, because it's a misdemeanor, will issue a bench warrant, regardless of whether you're there to pay that fine or not, which obviously you're not. He's going to issue a bench warrant. So that jaywalking all of a sudden becomes a bench warrant with a failure to appear attached to it. Now, for those of you who are familiar with the criminal justice system, once you get a failure to appear on a charge and the police finally find you, they're not going to let you out. So that jaywalking
thing. That's on them, though, right? That's on them, though, right? They decided not to go to court.
But here's the point. This is how we think something as seemingly innocent as a jaywalking citation is no big deal. But at the end of the day, it's a crime. And it's a tool, in my eyes, that's being used to generate revenue. Because at the end of the day, when you get a ticket for jaywalking, that's jaywalking. You're crossing the street. Okay? You're crossing the street. How many times a day does that happen with kids?
But
you're crossing the street,
you know,
and they're going to. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
No, I don't mean to cut you off or anything like that. But,
no,
I mean, just like we tell our children, Don, there's rules put in place. There's laws put in place that we all need to adhere to. I mean, hey, it's just part of life. So, I mean, if we tell our children to follow rules and don't jaywalk or don't, you know, violate any crimes, I mean, that goes, you know, on grown-ups also. And, okay, so we get a jaywalking ticket for not crossing in the crosswalk. Guess what those are put in place for as far as creating revenue? Yes, but also to protect the citizen. Because, you know, in the places where there's been a lot of jaywalking, there's probably an intersection where there's been a lot of possibly hit and runs. Or something to that effect. So,
Okay, I'm agreeing with you, but let me share something with you that I think you missed in the first part of the show. What people, I think, don't really understand is that when it comes to law, there's actually three sides of it. There's civil, and then there's criminal, and then there's another thing out there that the government calls tort, okay, which kind of falls under the civil window. Now, I'm not saying that driving without a driver's license should not be unlawful. And I'm not saying that prostitution, if they want to make it unlawful, I'm not saying that it should be unlawful either. What I am saying is that decriminalize it. We can make jaywalking against the law, but we don't have to criminalize it. You follow what I'm saying? It does not have to be criminalized. It becomes criminalized so that the penal system can make money. That's the bottom line. If someone jaywalks, why not just say we're going to hand you a citation and a ticket, and if that person decides not to pay that ticket, then you know what? There are other ways of dealing with that other than putting out a warrant and a failure to appear, incarcerating that person, and then turn around and costing them more money and time off the street over a jaywalking ticket. You follow what I'm saying? I'm not saying we shouldn't respect it. I'm simply saying that, you know what? What people don't realize is that there's other ways of enforcing these types of laws, which are victimless laws, like prostitution. You know, to me, that's a moral issue. If two people meet up and one person wants to purchase a favor or however you want to look at it, and one person says, okay, I'll go along with that.
Oh, my God, Don. You know what?
Yeah.
You know, I love you to death. You know, I love your shows. But leave it up to you. The world would be just a crazy place, I tell you. Prostitution would be legal. You know, marijuana, you know, rampant. Oh, Lord, I just, you know, I hate to see what.
Hey, but Carla B, am I right or wrong? I mean, think about it. What's the
I don't agree with it because I feel like if we start doing that, then we think things are tough in some neighborhoods right now. Oh, my God, it'll be terrible. And I'm not with you when it comes to when you know, I understand what you're saying as far as jaywalking. But if a person get a jaywalking ticket, they have the opportunity to take care of a jaywalking ticket and they decide not to go to court, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? These people, they have no respect for the legal system at all. So, yeah, that's on them. I mean, they have the opportunity to go to court, and then you're going to slap the judge in the face. Yeah, go to jail.
Well, hold on, wait a minute. That's almost, okay, listen. Let me say this to you. All right, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this point. But here's my thing, all right? Now, check it out. And I'm not trying to convince you, but I just want to put this out there. At the end of the day, even though I've worked as an officer myself. And one of the points that I made was this. When you see the manpower that goes into a drug buy, or better yet, that goes into a prostitution sting, and the amount of people that they net versus the money and the resources that they're putting into that, those are 20 cops that are out there to get this one or two guys that are on the streets trying to purchase sex, spending a lot of time watching this, you know, this thing go down to arrest this maybe one, two, three, because after about five people, that prostitution sting is over with because everybody starts to know what's going on. They know that's a decoy. So what happens is you spend all this manpower, and guess what? That's somebody on the other side of town who probably could have used those 20 officers in the neighborhood, patrolling the neighborhood, or better yet, educating people. Now, here's the flip side. In countries like the Netherlands, and this is another thing, family, in most of the known world that's out there, prostitution and drug use have been legalized. These people are not experiencing a spike in crime. What they're doing is they're legalizing it. They're taxing these activities. And what they're doing is they're taking that money and putting it right back into the school system, and they're educating people on why they should not do it. And you know what? They're finding a lot of success with it. That's a statistic.
Okay.
That's out there. They're finding a lot of success with it. And that's my point, is that I think in this country, especially because we're a Christian nation, we spend a lot of time trying to enforce moral laws that are based on morals that other people feel are right or wrong. I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think that's right. We lose too much manpower.
I don't think that can be totally coupled into the moral law issue as far as prostitution is concerned, because that create a lot of crime also. Most of the women that are committing prostitution, they're on drugs. So it's a lot of things, that play a part in that, I think.
Well, yeah, let me tell you something. I agree with you 100%. But you know what? The overall picture of it is this. I think the overall view is this. It's a source of revenue. Because let's not be misunderstood. We're dealing with a system that's in place that wants to be fed. We need bodies. We need bodies up in the jailhouse so we can generate revenue. That's the bottom line. Now, I'm not saying that it's a good thing that people go out and commit the act or try to do participate in prostitution. But what I am saying is this. It's not a crime that needs to be criminalized because there are no victims. You see, what I'm saying is this. Our jails are full right now of people who have committed victimless crimes. I'm not saying that these things should not be crimes, but I'm saying they should be decriminalized. And if it's a civil – if the state wants to say, you know what, we don't want you doing prostitution, go to Nevada if that's what you want to do. Guess what? If the state wants to say that and they want to penalize you for it, then make it a civil action. Find the person. There's lots of ways that it can be enforced financially on someone versus putting them in jail and then in turn incarcerating them and then using them to generate more money to feed the jail system. That's what's going on. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, I Carl, what'd you say? Let me do everything from.
Yeah, another time and more. I tell you.
Let me ask you a question. All right, here's a prime example, Carla. Jaywalking, since we talked about jaywalking, right? The young lady just got beat down by the police behind what? Jaywalking. Do you think that incident in Seattle was worth jaywalking?
Was what?
The young lady was crossing the street the other day. A white police officer was sitting in his patrol car. He observed her crossing the street outside the crosswalk. He decides he wants to call them over there to the car so that I guess he can chastise them and tell them, hey, what are you doing X, Y, and Z? The young lady refused to come. He gets out of the car. A struggle ensues. He ends up punching one of them in the face while he's trying to take another one into custody. Now, these are juveniles, mind you, okay? Well, at least one was a juvenile and one was 19 years of age. But at the end of the day, this was a jaywalking incident. Now, I'm not saying that jaywalking should be illegal. I mean, it should be legal if that's the way that the county or the state wants to look at it. But why is it a criminal? Why is it a criminal offense? People get records behind stuff like that. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they only get records when they don't go to court. You know what I'm saying?
Once you get a jaywalking ticket and you plead out, you got a misdemeanor record at that point. It goes on your record as a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you do.
Show me proof of that, and then I'll be
all
with
right.
you. But I don't think
all right,
I'm jaywalking.
I tell you what, let me get your Social Security number and your driver's license. I'm going to do a background check and see if you got some jaywalking tickets back there.
Nah.
I'm telling you, jaywalking is a misdemeanor. And if you stand convicted of a misdemeanor, like myself, I have a disorderly conduct, which is much less than jaywalking. Pretty much the same thing. But when you do a criminal history check on me, guess what? You see disorderly conduct on there. And it's a misdemeanor. It's a $100 fine. And guess what? You see disorderly conduct on there. So anytime you get a conviction of a misdemeanor type, whether it's jaywalking, whether it's prostitution, I don't care what it is, that establishes a criminal history. The only difference between a misdemeanor criminal history and a felony criminal history is that on a felony criminal history, they try to disqualify you from everything from running for the presidency to going to school to getting a driver's license in some states. Okay? That's a fact. But, you know, like I said, jaywalking, why should it? You know, why should it? And my thing is not that this thing should not be criminalized or at least, you know, brought to the public's attention, but at the end of the day, guess what? Why is it that, you know, we sit here and we want to criminalize these things that don't need to be criminalized? Now, I've got a whole slew of other strange but true facts and laws that are crazy as hell. You going to be on the line for a minute, Carla?
Well, actually, I'm actually pulling into the studio. We have a live interview here in the Los Angeles area that will be airing on Thursday. So I'll have to take care of that, but I'll check in a little bit later. Great show, and keep up the great work.
I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
All right. Man, I had to get that out of my system, family. Forgive me. All right, family, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with more strange but crazy laws. That was the fearless leader, EOTM, Ms. Carla B. Glad to have you, Carla. We'll be right back, family.
Magazine, the hottest urban men's magazine on the planet, period. Only real women with real curves at Stennis. www.stennismag.com. www.stennismag.com. The truth is out there.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African-American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/Urban Literary Review.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Right here.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea, the talk show. It's time for the Don Adams Sweet Tea, the talk show.
On EOTM Radio, let's talk about it.
That's right, I had to hear all of that. Let's talk about it. It does something for the spirit on this. Welcome back, family, to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. We're talking about why are certain things made into law. We had Carla B. on the show earlier, and we also had an interesting brother, a very intellectual brother, should I say, a young man was on earlier in the show, and I wish he would have stayed with us. I had some very interesting things to say. Appreciate that if you're listening, young blood. With that being said, we talked about some of the crimes out there that are the things that are criminalized that, you know, I personally feel shouldn't be criminalized. And and it's not to say, family, we want to give folks a green light to go out and commit some of these acts. But I think it's more so along the lines of, you know, why are we spending so many resources to go out and to, you know, and to lock people up for committing victimless crimes? Crimes that really, for all intents and purposes, are crimes of moral interpretude. And I say that because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Carla V made an interesting point about how, you know, if you have children, you tell them not to do something and they do it anyway. You know, there has to be a consequence attached to it. And I agree with that. I mean, if society doesn't want to see you jaywalking or committing the act of prostitution, whether you're on the buying or selling end, then I think we should say, hey, listen, we don't want that in our community, but why criminalize? You know, that's the point. It's a victim of crime. You know, there are other resources. There are other places that those law enforcement resources can be put and utilized rather than, you know, in my opinion, you know, spending so much time on crimes that have no victims. When both parties are willingly committing or are participating in something that they both want to deal with. So, you know, that's my point. Not to say that, hey, we should make it okay. But here's some more examples of some victimless crimes that are not always as weighty as the ones we just discussed, are not as heavy, but some examples of low-level victimless crimes that may be criminalized include riding a motorcycle or a bicycle without a helmet. That's against the law. You can get a ticket and go to jail for that. Base jumping from city buildings. That's against the law. Individuals who purchase and consume and recreational drugs. We talked about that. That's against the law. Driving a motor vehicle without a seatbelt, that's against the law. Prostitution or solicitation for prostitution, that's against the law. Public nudity and fornication, that's against the law. And I kind of tend to agree with that one because who wants to walk down the sidewalk and see some of that going on? I don't know about that. The consumption of pornography not involving children or coercion, okay, that's against the law. Victimless crimes usually regarded more seriously include abortion. That's right. Abortion is against the law in some places. Unlicensed prize fights and similar activities of a sporting nature where the players consent and the audience actively approves of what they see. They're talking about dog fighting too, family. Assisting someone to die at his or her own request. That's against the law in some places. You know, this includes the, you know, that last one includes the elderly and some seriously ill people, as well as those, as well as less obvious scenarios. For example, helping someone such as a celebrity facing exposure for a socially unacceptable behavior who seeks a gun or other means to end their life. A driver, another example, is a driver trapped in a burning tanker full of gasoline who begs a passing armed police officer to shoot him rather than let him burn to death. A person who suffers a traumatic injury in a road accident and wishes to avoid humiliation and pain of a lingering slow death. You know, that's, you know, those incidents are also included in that that are absolutely against the law, which, you know, I tend to agree with as far as that goes. These situations are distinguishable from soliciting the cessation of life-sustaining treatment so that an injured or ill person may die a natural death. They're talking about assisted suicide situations, family. It's against the law, even if the person wants to die. Consideration of victimless crimes involving more than one participant needs to take account of whether all the participants are capable of giving genuine consent. This may not be the case if one or more of the participants are an animal, children normally measured as being under the legal age of consent, severely mentally ill, not fully informed about the issues involved. And I think that's a very key point, family, because when it comes to some of the things that we talked about, and that's why I say education, I believe, is a true key, is educating people, informing them of all the issues and all the ramifications that could possibly come about because of their actions. You know, in most countries in the world, in the known world, and I'm not talking about third world countries, some of the things that we talked about today are legal, family. They're legal. You can go to these countries and do it. Look at the girl from Alabama, Natalie, that went over to Aruba and was partying for her high school graduation. In Aruba, the drinking age is 18. But in the United States, you can go to jail for drinking at the age of 18, but you yet still can serve in the military. Anybody ever wonder why? Acting under duress, addicted, intoxicated, or unconsciousness. Those are other reasons why people can be excused or forgiven for some of these things that we talked about. Interesting topic, family. Why should these things be criminalized? We're talking about those things, those victimless crimes, so to speak. You know, why should they not be criminalized? And while we're talking about it, you know, I also want to put out something else, too, that's very interesting. I looked up some of these crazy laws that are in other states as well. Here's some interesting ones, family. In the state of Texas, it's against the law for anyone to have a pair of pliers in his or her possession. That's right. In the state of Texas, they're considered tools of a crime. So it's against the law for anyone to have a pair of pliers or in his or her possession. In Philadelphia, it's against the law to put pretzels in bags based on the act that was filed in 1760. It's just never been changed. In Alaska, the law says that you can't look at a moose from an airplane. These are things that are reportedly against the law. And family, for those of you who are listening, look up strange laws. That's where I found most of these strange laws. In Corpus Christi, Texas, it's illegal to raise alligators in your home. You can't even have an alligator pet in your house in Texas, South Texas. In Miami, it's against the law to imitate an animal. You want to get out there and act like what you see an animal doing, it's against the law. It's against the law to mispronounce the name of the state of Arkansas while you're in the state of Arkansas. It's against the law. So for some of you people that stutter a lot, I wouldn't go to Arkansas and say the word Arkansas. You go to jail for that. In Illinois, the law is that a car must be driven with the steering wheel. Why? I have no idea. And I can only assume that these laws were created because someone must have tried these things. And I think the young man that called in earlier in the show made it a point to say that you know, we have to consider why these things are laws. Someone obviously must have tried these things. And now what puts that in the minds of some people? I don't know. But I think the ultimate thing is, you know, in my personal opinion, is why are these things criminalized? If society doesn't want to see these things happening in their group, then that's one thing. We can hold people civilly responsible for doing these things, but why criminalize these things and put it on someone's permanent criminal history record and then in turn cause them to have to serve time in jail? California law prohibits a woman from driving a car while dressed in a house coat. It's against the law in California to drive a car while you're dressed in a house coat, ladies. In Memphis, Tennessee, a woman is not to drive a car unless a man warns approaching motorists or pedestrians by walking in front of the car that is being driven. That's the law in Tennessee, family. In Tennessee, it's against the law to drive a car while you're sleeping. Duh. In New York, it's against the law for a blind person to drive an automobile. I think that's pretty much the law everywhere. How you going to drive when you're blind, man? That's not working. In West Virginia, only babies can ride in a baby carriage. That's a law in West Virginia. In Georgia, it's against the law to slap a man on the back or in the front. A barber is not to advertise prices in the state of Georgia. Interesting. In Louisiana, a bill was introduced years ago in the State House of Representatives that fixed a ceiling on haircuts for bald men at 25 cents. In Oklahoma, no baseball team can hit the ball over the fence or out of a ballpark in the state of Oklahoma. That's a law. In Rochester, Michigan, the law is that anyone bathing in a public place must have a bathing suit inspected by a police officer. That was previously inspected by a police officer. They're not saying that you can't go to the public fountain and take a bath. They're saying that if you are going to take a bath at a public fountain, first of all, you must wear a bathing suit, and it must have been inspected by a police officer. Imagine that, family. You know, these are some of the more extreme laws that are out there. Earlier in the show, we talked about prostitution, and we talked about the drug use, the drug issues that we have in this country. Why are these things illegal? Why are these acts criminalized? I mean, if we don't want them in our society, that's one thing. But to criminalize it and to capitalize off of the fact that people have done this and incarcerate them and establish a criminal history on them, I don't know, family. You know, like Carla B. came on and said, let me tell it, we'd be able to do it all in this country. Here's some more, family. In Kentucky, it's the law that a person must take a bath once a year. Imagine that. It's the law in the state of Kentucky that you have to take a bath once a year. In Utah, some stinky people. In Utah, birds have the right of way on a public highway. I think that's in most cases. I think in most states, certain birds do have the right of way. In Ohio, one must have a license to keep a bear. What the hell are you going to do with a bear? That's one that's totally beyond me. Here's a good one, family. In Tennessee, a law exists which prohibits the sale of bologna or sandwich meat on Sundays. Can't sell sandwich meat on Sundays in the state of Tennessee. In Virginia, the code of 1930 has a statute which prohibits corrupt practices of bribery by any person other than a political candidate. In other words, the only way you can commit bribery or other corrupt things in the state of Virginia as of the code of 1930 and get away with it is if your title is in some way, shape, form, or fashion associated with you being a political candidate. So if you're a political candidate in the state of Virginia, you can do illegal shit. Imagine that. That's a law. In Providence, Rhode Island, it's against the law to jump off a bridge. I think that's common in most places. In the state of Kansas, you're not allowed to drive a buffalo through a street. I don't think you can do that just about anywhere. But here's one. Florida is against the law to put livestock on a school bus. You know, that's one that's, oh, wow. In New Jersey, cabbage can't be sold on Sundays. Imagine that. In Galveston, Texas, it's illegal to have a camel run loose in the streets. That's right. In Galveston, Texas, it's illegal. How about this one, family? In North Carolina, it's against the law for dogs and cats to fight. Now, I don't know about y'all, but ever since the dawn of mankind, dogs and cats have never gotten along in the world that I come from. But now, you know, hey, these are things that are against the law, family. And you know what? For all intents and purposes, some of these things may be outdated and some folks may not be enforcing them. Some of these jurisdictions may not be enforcing them. But you know what? Nevertheless, they're on the books. And the point that I'm making is why should these things be criminalized? Because when I say against the law, I mean criminalized, family. There's other ways of enforcing victimless crimes without making these things criminalized offenses. Because what happens, like Carla B. says, why shouldn't it be? Well, what happens is if you're issued a fine and you don't pay it because the judge ordered it, you go to jail. All over what? A victimless crime. And that's a spot in jail that a murderer could have gotten versus you. So stick with us, family. You listen to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. We're talking about those things that shouldn't – actually, the question of the day is, have you ever wondered why some of these things that are made into law are even law? I don't know, man. Somebody needs a lot of love. We'll be right back, family.
somebody to love me for me. Not because I'm MC SBD. I'm looking for a love that's solid as a rock, a rock. Around the world and find myself a beautiful dog girl. They say when you look, one never finds. They also say that love is blind. It ain't that blind that I can't see. Somebody out there who's perfect for me. Somebody who's gonna love me.
You ever wake up feeling unusual? I mean, it's funny what a bad mood to do. I know some might say I'm not suitable, or maybe I lost my mind, I'm delusional. I mean, when I speak, they act like they don't hear me. When I'm on the streets, they don't wanna come near me. I'm just a little different, just a little weirdy. When I'm in the hood, be just a little weary. Or maybe that's just how I was raised, trying to find me from Caesar to the grave. Dropped out of school to be around apes. They know I do whatever to be around babes. Started getting more cream for kicks and more jeans, more Viking and some weed, a little morphine. Just need to put my soul in the cleaner. Please, Lord, forgive me, I'm on my own penis. Am I crazy? Cause I really mean this. Or all y'all stupid and I'm really a genius. We don't think the same. I'm like Josh Howard, I need time out, but it'll cost the game. Great nigga, coming to age nigga. Plus in my mind, I'm bumping grave diggers. I'm jacked up and I'm telling my boys, the room's spinning around like Jamara Point. So if you're looking in and you look at the way things look, it'll look like things are looking up. When I'm in the stew, though I'm cooking up. My heart's pounding, got chills, I'm shooken up. I'm out of control, basically a madman. Trying to make board, I'm working with a bad hand. Yeah, I'm stuck and I'm bleeding, so there's really only one thing that I need to know. I mean,
crazy.
I mean, I really think I'm too crazy, you know?
That makes me crazy.
I don't think I'm too different from anybody else.
Probably.
Now maybe I am.
And all that you have in the time of your life.
Welcome back to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Family, we're talking about. Last week, the question of the day is, why are these things considered to be against the law? Why are these things criminalized? Have you ever wondered why some things are criminalized? And, you know, earlier in the show, we talked about prostitution. Then we talked about the drug use issue. We moved along, and I started introducing to your family some of those crazy laws that are out there, like you can't take a chicken across the road unless it's on Sundays in some states. That's a fact. Women can't drive in house road in some states. California, Carla B., I know you're on the line. I know you hear that, so don't go out driving in your house road. It's against the law. You know, so forth and so on. But, you know, we got the great Carla B. back on the line with us. Wants to share any comments on what we've talked about so far. Carla, what's up?
Well, you know my opinion on it. I feel like if a person, I feel like there needs to be, these laws are put in place for a certain reason. This is how we bring our kids up, letting them know that they need to follow the rules of the land, follow the rules of our home. And we cannot expect, when we turn adults that, you know, we can't act like it doesn't, we don't have to do it. You know, we have to follow the rules just like everybody else. And if you break the law, then you should be punished. Simple as that.
Well, you know, and I agree with that concept. But here's where I'm having an issue. Is that, okay, if these are things that we don't want in our society, we should take action against it. But why does it have to be a criminal act? Why can't it be a civil act? Why can't it be a civil cause or some type of a civil penalty? And I'll give you an example. All right? If you go to civil court and a judge says, hey, I want you to pay this person X amount of dollars because you lost the case. For whatever reason, you owe that person the money. Now, if you decide you don't want to pay, that person now has the right to come and take from you your taxes or whatever else civilly that they can get their hands on. But they don't necessarily run the risk of going to jail. Now, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be a penalty involved. I'm simply saying, why do we have it criminalized? Because to me, criminalizing something means that the state, the system, is about to make a lot of money off you when they incarcerate you for some reason.
They make money either way. You know, I definitely understand what you're saying. I think that when it comes to jaywalking a person, they have the opportunity for it not to be necessarily civil. I know that you say that a jaywalking ticket is going to be a misdemeanor. I'm going to have to see some proof on that because from what I'm pulling up, that's not the case. I don't know anybody with a jaywalking ticket that has a misdemeanor on their record. I think, in my opinion, the only time it gets civil is when the people don't come to court. And if they have a failure to appear, then, of course, it turns criminal. But the basic, when you have the opportunity just to pay a fine or pay a ticket, I don't necessarily think that that's, you know, criminal. But, hey, I could be wrong. If we can get some people and, some law enforcement or some lawyers or, you know, attorneys to come on and say, okay, I'm wrong, then I'll be wrong. That's fine. But as to... there was some other thing that you brought up in regards to you have the jaywalking tickets. It was something else that I wanted to chime in, but I can't remember. What else were you talking about?
We were talking about the jaywalking, but let me say this to you. I remember when I was a law enforcement officer, okay, and I used to do what's called pre-sentence and investigations on people. When I would run a criminal history check, the fact that that person had received a citation for jaywalking at some point, it would show up on their criminal history background because it's a criminal violation. It's a violation of the law, and you're subject to criminal statutes. And what happens is that comes up on a background check. And most people overlook it. It's like, well, you got a jaywalking ticket. They laugh at it because it's nothing serious. Nobody takes it seriously. Okay, but I bring that up to say this. Here recently in Seattle, a young lady, a minor, and another young lady, a young 19 and 17 years of age, were jaywalking across the street. And hey, the officer felt like he wanted to intervene and say something to him. That incident has now become an international spotlight. He ends up punching one of the ladies because she's trying to prevent him from subduing the other one, because in their mind, they were just crossing the street. But it blew up into it. You know, and see, that's where I'm going, is that what people don't really understand and realize is that a lot of times these laws, these silly little laws, are just simply tools that are used by law enforcement to get into other places. And I'll give you another great silly example. In Cleveland, Ohio, there's a law on the books that says it's unlawful to leave chewing gum in public places. Now, we all know we shouldn't be out here littering, but does it make sense to you to go to jail because you put some gum somewhere it didn't belong?
And that's they're taking away from the beautifying of their community. So, hey, jail.
you were fighting today. That's all that is. In New York, it's against the law for children to pick up or collect cigarettes or cigarette butts. What do you think about that?
It's against the law for what?
For children to pick up or collect cigarette butts.
I mean, children, why should they, that's kind of crazy. It's illegal.
Okay.
What are children doing? Are they trying to smoke it? Then, yeah, I can see that being illegal.
What if you say, kids, go out there and police the yard, I want you to clean up the trash, and they pick up cigarette butts and the police officer
rolls
by.
Yeah, something like that,
But it's against the law. It's a criminal act in Massachusetts. It's against the law.
The thing is this, Don, you're bringing up all these great, great things, but it must be a reason why they had to make it into law. You know what I'm saying? And that's how a lot of laws are made, because when people start doing a lot of crazy stuff, then they say, okay, well,
okay.
Yeah, it's time to go ahead and make this,
all right.
Put this into law.
Here's a good one for you then. In Massachusetts, it's against the law to put tomatoes in your clam chowder.
Yeah, right.
I'm reading. I'm pulling up. Give me some feedback. It's against the law in the state of Massachusetts to put tomatoes in your clam chowder.
Okay, now let me say this. Okay, a lot of people don't understand this. Now, I can probably believe that because in California, you can't, coming into the California, across the California border, you cannot have any kind of oranges in your vehicle, taking them into California because of the little bugs that could be in them. They don't want to bring them in to infest the other fruit. So I guess
I'm not gonna let you walk with that one, baby. No. I'm saying that in the state of Massachusetts,
it gotta be a reason for it. So what happened? It gotta be a reason for
okay.
it. Maybe
all right.
Nah,
well, then you should know you shouldn't be either. It shouldn't be a criminal law. It shouldn't be a criminal act. All right, let's move on. Here's another one. In the state of Michigan,
on that tomato thing, because I want to know why, are you trying to find out
I'm not trying to find out why it's against the law. I'm simply saying it should not be against the law. See, here's the thing.
Right. I just want to know why he's against the law, then I can concoct a good, I can decide if I want to say it's a good reason or it's not a good reason.
I'm not going to feed your argument.
Oh. If I was going to hear it, then, I would do it myself. But.
I'm not going to feed your argument. Here's the thing. In Michigan, right, married couples must live together or be in prison.
Huh?
In Michigan, if you're married, you must live together or somebody goes to jail, both of you.
I just don't believe you have to post this stuff up somewhere.
I'm looking at it right now. Okay, listen. In the state of Colorado, a pet cat, if it's loose, must have a tail light on it.
A what?
A tail light. If you got a cat. In the state of Colorado, it is a cat that's outside. The law in Colorado currently says here, what I'm reading, says that the cat has to have a tail light on it.
I don't believe that. You must be looking under the funniest jokes or something.
No, I'm looking under the law. In Phoenix, Arizona, you can't walk through a hotel lobby with spurs on. It's against the law to walk through a lobby with spurs on in Phoenix, Arizona.
With spurs? Like a fur coat?
No, with spurs, like the kind that go on your boots, like the cowboys when they ride horses.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep. That's right. Here it is. In North Carolina, it's against the law for a rabbit to race down the street. Now, how the hell you gonna race a? How the hell you gonna arrest a rabbit?
That's some crazy stuff right there. I don't know if I believe you. I think you're trying to pull a little fast one on me. But
I swear. Listen, family, listen. Check it out. Go to your blog and type in strange laws, and type in strangefacts.com. All right.
Okay.
And all this stuff is going to come up. Type in strangefacts.com. I'll give you another couple examples. All right. In California, I was serious. California law prohibits women from driving a car while dressed in a house coat.
Mhm.
It's against the law in California to drive a car while you're wearing a house coat.
Okay. All these crazy laws, but I'm sure a lot of these officers don't even enforce this kind of stuff. This is crazy.
But here's the thing. Okay, I'm not saying that they go out and purposely enforce these things because, you know, I mean, after all, who wants to be associated with something as ludicrous as some of this? But here's the thing: why are these laws on the books?
You know what? I wonder if these laws were put in effect years and years ago, and you know, when things were a little bit different, and you know, and now most judicial people don't even realize that there's still laws. If you looked at them, I'm sure those were done maybe in 1900 or something.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm going to agree with you. I'll give you another example, all right? I'll agree with you. Here's the deal. In Missouri, a man has to have a permit to shave. In order to shave in the state of Missouri, you must apply for a permit.
Yeah, this is something back in 1900.
That's funny. But the point, why is it a criminal act? But here's, here's another one. In the state of Texas, it is still a hanging offense if you steal cattle. You can still be technically hung in Texas for stealing cattle.
You what?
You can still be hung in the state of Texas technically for stealing cattle. Now, I don't think a judge is going to say, I'm going to sentence you to die for stealing somebody's cattle. But at the end of the day, technically, in the state of Texas, you can still be hung as a punishment for stealing someone's cattle.
Okay. Yeah. These, wow. It's too funny.
We got somebody else that wants to come in on the conversation. 99227, I see you on the air. What's going on?
What's up,
Carla?
Hi.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
How are you? I was just listening in, and I think it's, like, really ridiculous. Strange laws, and I'm looking at some things that's just making me laugh. It's ridiculous.
Oh, so wait a minute, Carla B, you listen to this? You Googled this, and you see that I'm not making this up.
You're not. Well,
I'm not even at the computer.
I'm talking about, is that Q that just called in?
Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hi.
So Q, you're looking on the computer and you're seeing that I'm not making this up.
Yes, I'm not exactly looking perhaps where you are, but I'm seeing all these strange laws. And I know you're not.
Mm-hmm. And here's another good one for you, family. In Tennessee, a law exists that prohibits the sale of bologna on Sundays. In the state of Tennessee, you can't sell bologna on Sundays. But you know what? Here's the point, all right? And I know that very well somebody may have done something, you know, crazy with this. This is why it's a law. But why make it criminal? There's an answer for that. What do you think about that, Q?
I think it's ludicrous. I was looking at this these laws, and it says here in New Jersey that it is, and I quote, it is illegal to wear a bulletproof vest while committing a murder. Wow.
Repeat that for me.
It's like commit the murder but don't wear the vest. It's like, come on now. That just doesn't make any sense. That's not strange. That just don't make any sense. Come on now. I'm supposed to commit murder anyways, but you know. Wow.
But you know what? I'm telling you, that's almost as bad as in Rochester, Michigan. The law is that anyone bathing in public must have the bathing suit inspected by a police officer. So they're saying that you can actually go to a public place, take a bath in public, but your bathing suit, you have to have it on, has to be inspected by a police officer.
Hey, look, and I'm going to add something to that. I know that law was fully enacted back in when blacks weren't allowed to use the public restroom. So that was something that was put in effect for black people, because black people probably couldn't, no telling. Yeah, I bet if you look it up on what year that was enacted, that was probably 1962.
this is really ridiculous. I must say this for all my people in Michigan. I'm from Michigan, but I just ran across this one here. So all you Michigan people, listen up. All you Michigan farmers, I should say. It says there is a law that makes it illegal for a farmer to sleep with his pigs, cows, horses, goats, and chickens. I'm like, isn't that reality? Wow.
Did you just say that there's a law in Michigan that makes it illegal for farmers to sleep with their cows, chicks, pigs, chickens, and farm animals?
Yuck.
Wow.
How about this one, family? Alaska says you can't look at a moose from an airplane.
Wow.
Carla B., I got some love.
No comment.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you this.
Beetlejuice thing and pop your eyeballs out and cover them up, huh?
But you know what? Here's the funniest one of all right here. This one right here takes the cake. It's against the law to mispronounce the name of the state of Arkansas while you're in the state. So those people who have a stutter issue, they go, Don't go to Arkansas.
Wow.
But you know what? In all seriousness, though, Q and Carla, here's where I'm going with this thing, okay?
Where are you going with it? Because is there a reason for the madness? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, here's the reason. Okay. At the end of the day, we have a society. We have a right to say what rules and regulations we want to have people governed by in our society. We absolutely do. But when I talk about the system at play, and I bring a prime example, Cobb County, Georgia. You have men that are sitting in the jail in Cobb County, Georgia, who are in there under child support and don't have a job, but they can't. The only way they can get out is if they find a way to make money on work release to pay the child support debt off. Then they go back. Then they allow them to leave the prison. Well, think about that.
Oh,
you're behind in child support, but guess what? You're sitting in prison and you can't leave until you pay a certain amount of money to the county, and then they'll let you out. But the county's taking your money because they're allowing you to go to work while you stay in the jail. Why? Why are some of these things made law? Now, I can not compare child support to this, but I'm saying, why do these people do the things they do? Why is it, or why should it be against the law for people to walk around if they want to do jaywalking? Or if, and I'm not saying that you should do it, but jaywalking. Prostitution is another one. Prostitution is what's called a victimless crime. In other words, two people meet, they agree to do what they're going to do, one wants to get paid for it. Hey, more power to you. Society is not being hurt. Now, morally, it's an issue. But guess what? If those two people want to go do whatever it is they're going to do, that's their business. I don't think we should lock them up for that. I think we should educate them and say, look, that shouldn't be happening. But to lock them up, the system's making money off of that. What do y'all think?
Don, Carla, you know what? I just actually came across an Atlanta, Georgia law here.
Mm-hmm.
And it says one man may not be on another man's back. I don't know about that one.
Well, there's a whole lot of people in Atlanta going to go to jail there. That's all I can say about that.
Right.
If they tried to stop that
a long time ago, I see. It didn't work.
Man, please. There's a whole lot of them going to go to jail here in Atlanta. But, the point that I'm making is this. Here's the thing. These laws that we're talking about, these are called victimless laws. And the thing about victimless laws is that they can be enforced, and society doesn't have to deal with it if they don't want to. But we don't have to criminalize these things. We can fine people and take other measures. But see, when we allow the government to step in and say, we're going to criminalize this, now they're making money off of you. And that's what they're looking for. And we have to. And my point is to make the connection that we need to realize that these things are criminalized for revenue purposes. It's not because they agree that it shouldn't be happening. It's because they want to lock you up and put you in the system, and they want to make money off you. That's why these things are criminalized. Period. That's my point. I give you guys a great example. I was riding with a partner of mine in Florida over the weekend. You know what happened? The cop pulled him over. He found out that his license was supposedly suspended. The cop gave him a citation. Now, everybody in the sound of my voice knows that in Atlanta or in Georgia, you go to jail when you're driving with a suspended license. That's a jail offense. You spend two days in jail. Second time, 10 days. And the third time, they make it a felony, and you can go to jail for 5 years. This man wrote him a citation. And then come to find out later that day, I was able to help him correct the mistake that was made by the insurance company. His license wasn't even suspended. But the point that I'm making is it wasn't suspended. It got reinstated less than 2 hours after that stop. But the point that I'm making is what if he would have went to jail over a suspended license? His car would have got impounded. They would have made me walk. Guess what? I'm not even from Florida. You follow where I'm going, family? Some of these things are just money-making things. You got to follow the connections on those. You follow what I'm saying?
Hey, it's a mad conspiracy. I definitely agree about these things.
You know what, Carla? I'm gonna bite you, Carla, because you're not gonna come over here at the last minute and start agreeing with me. I'm gonna bite you.
No.
I'm gonna bite you.
I'm with you. What's up? Well,
you've been harassing me the whole show.
I'll say this. I told you in the very beginning my take on it. And I said that it's all, you know, political. It's all, you know, as far as creating revenue for the government. So, you know, and I'm still agreeing. I ain't changed my stance at all.
I like the way you do that, so politically correct. Hey, Q, you got any final thoughts on this? We got about 2 minutes left, Q.
I don't know. I'm just confused. I'm really confused. That's all I have to say. I'm confused. This doesn't make any sense.
Is driving me
crazy. I didn't know these laws were really like this, but, you know, hey, seeing is believing. I believe that the government is, like, really screwed up. This is crazy. Yes, these laws are from way back in the 1800s something, you know, probably
that's
back in the 1800s, but this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. The sad thing about it is that you can go to jail for it. Go ahead, Carla. What's up?
Well, no. I just actually wanted to put some information out there about our show tomorrow. Okay. Well, definitely I wanted all the listeners to chime in tomorrow night. Queen G will be back on air. All the Queens Internet Radio will be on tomorrow. We'll be chatting about a woman's worth. So definitely we want the men and the women to call in and share their tidbits on what they feel a woman's worth is really worth. The time is going to be different. The time is going to be 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I believe that's going to be 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, over here. Okay, shit, I'm going to tune in for that one. But listen, y'all, I got about a minute left on the show, and I want to put this out to the family. Y'all lend your support. We're going to catch that show tomorrow night. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Time here, okay? We're going to catch that show because I want to talk about what a woman's worth is. Y'all know I got a lot to say about that. But check this out, family. This Friday, since we're talking about laws, we're going to be talking about the civil rights era, what we have forgotten as a people. I want to see if I can remind some of y'all. Civil rights era. We're going to be talking about the civil rights era this Friday on the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And I'm going to tell you, y'all in for a real surprise, because you know what? The famous analogy that I like to use is we in this generation have truly squandered our father's earnings. In other words, the things that those people have fought for us to achieve, we have truly squandered that. I really believe that. What have we done with it? And that's where I'm going with it, so I'm putting it out there ahead of time. So we got 40 seconds left on the show, family. I want to say thank you, Carla B. I want to say thank you, as always, Q. And I'm going to ask y'all to join in Friday night, too, on the conversation, because, hey, I think it's going to be real interesting. It's always good to have you, family. One love, peace out. Remember this, once you know better, it's very hard for you to go back. Y'all enjoy yourself. I'll see y'all Tuesday night. I'm sorry, Friday night. If I ruled the world, this is what it would be like.
All right.
Without cops harassing, imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like
like it's over. The world's hot, my son, I'm not. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons.
Yeah.
I love them,
baby.
Black diamonds above.
Could it be? If you
could stop talking all
the time.
The way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. I'm on the exchange to reign.
Past
lost problems are bad. Free at last. Brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew. How we do? Trees for breakfast. Dime sexes have been stretching. So many years of depression make me vision. The better living. Type of place to raise kids in. Open the eyes to the lies. History's so foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling. Click rolling. Tricking six digits on kicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I let Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown.
They
I open every
it.
Cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
Living worry, stuck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get laced. Flip the ace, stack the safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all. If I rule the world.